Welcome back, another chapter. This chapter mainly focusing on finding qualified supplier. What would be the takeout of this chapter? Let us prescribe 1, 2, 3, 4 in the format. First, to understand importance of selecting right vendor and supplier. Number 2, knowledge of locating prospective vendor or the supplier. Number 3, steps and techniques in the process. Number 4, new product introduction methods and sourcing options. At the end of this chapter 8, we will be morely understanding what we are talking about finding qualified supplier. Let us get into buying process. To solicit bids from qualified vendors and suppliers is the first step of buying process. Number 2, the orders are confirmed through purchase order only. If conditions of delivery qualify the quality and services is acceptable. They need a clear assessment of supplier. What we are talking about, we need to evaluate the supplier prior to releasing the purchase order. Next is, request for quote is sent to only to those who have perfect track record for quality, service and delivery. It means we have to evaluate the vendor or supplier to ensure he is qualified to quote rather than of getting a quote from anyone. Next is to define minimum number of bids before finalizing orders, ideally 3 or 4. In all the company, auditing is an important activity, whereas the minimum number of quotes to be get in prior to releasing an order. It means if we are equally treating all the vendors and suppliers and providing all opportunity before finalizing who is the best vendor or supplier to ensure our quality supply, timely supply and services which are acceptable at the lowest possible price which we can get it. To reward business to the lowest bidder. Is it true in most of the cases, because we would have evaluated the vendor and the supplier to ensure he is qualified to bid and ensure his services and supplies are as per the quality standard set in. It means once these parameters are finalized, the lowest bid is naturally the winner of the contract. Continuing buying process, common challenge is to identify the committed vendors or suppliers. It's one of the biggest challenge at the time of deciding the right vendor or the supplier. We have to identify the vendor to the fullest possible so as there is no ambiguity subsequently emerges or his product services are not up to the mark. It is the scrutiny and the track records that helps to identify the right supplier. It is also necessary to continuously look out for supplier who can adapt company's changing needs, which we have discussed about it in previous chapters as well. A vendor selection process is very critical because he should be in a position to accommodate or adapt the changes which are needed to come out with a new product introduction, changes, minor modification, changes at the time of coming for a final product inputs. Whenever any plan for introducing new products and its needs of inputs, a good purchase manager analyzes the capability and his know-how on such inputs prior to finalizing the order. It means a purchase manager should be thoroughly knowing what is the requirement of new product inputs so as he can liaise with those type of vendors and supplier who is capable of meeting those demands and capable of also in a position to provide changes, modification or investment if there is a need at vendor side to provide such components or inputs. One important thing at the time of buying need to know is errors in buying, which are very costly component. It is important to ensure company's competitiveness is maintained through right buying process. Pricing of such input components to justify of product pricing. It does mean any repercussions on the input cost also reflect in the final product pricing. So as the margin may reduce or we may have to increase our price, which is difficult to manage our competitors at the market. Secondly, The quality and service of vendor should be as defined in orders or agreement. Otherwise, we may end up cost overrun against our plan. A similar concept like what we spoke earlier, if the price is right, if the delay in service of the vendor or the substandard supplies may result into loss of production. So naturally, it will be a repercussions on our final product pricing. It is also important to adhere quality parameters prior to usage. What does it mean and why we are emphasizing this? In case it is detected post usage, there is potential damage to company's image and cost to recover. For an example, if there is an automobile industry, some part is defective once the product is delivered to customer, then we have to recall this product, and then first is the damage to the company, second is the cost involved to back freight or logistics, and again we have to replace those parts free of cost, again service associated with that cost, finally end up a huge loss or gap in the margin. To specify supply schedules and adherence to avoid any production losses lead to loss of sales. One of the criterion when we are releasing the purchase order, the scheduling activity is very critical based on our production planning. To ensure the inputs are available on time as per schedules, so as we are not either overholding our stock and increasing our inventory investment or understocked, so there is a short of supply and again there is a loss of production. So we have to optimize this to inventory optimization process, ensure schedulings are done properly and follow up with the vendors and supplier appropriately to avoid any delays and no supply of inputs. Let us try to understand what is channel distribution is all about. The channel distribution is also called route to market. It means how the product flows through to various channels before it reaches the end consumer or where the consumption point. In most of the industrial buyers commonly buy materials directly from producers. Why they prefer to do so is the volume is large and subsequently the product also coming directly from the supplier. So intermediaries are leaving aside, so they get off lowest price possible. Second, many of our non-production materials and supplies normally come from local distributors. It means this is a channel where the company prefers to distribute the product to the end user through his appointed franchisee, or it's also called distributor management. So in this process, again large quantities can move through the distributor, but and again the distributor resell in smaller volume. It means the distributor procure the materials and keep it in his stock and again sell to the consumer or the retail channel, so it reaches the end customer. Again, in this process, the distributor buys in large volume directly from the manufacturer and then he get distributed the product to various resources and then it is just the end customer. That's called reselling. Continuing channel of distribution, as a general rule, buyers prefer to deal directly with the manufacturers. Why so? As we stated earlier, the communication is easier, the buyer can easily discuss with technical challenges and issues faced by them and then get it resolved directly from the manufacturer. But distributors also have legitimate economic role. It means when the quantities are relatively small and it is to be the large packs are to be distributed into a smaller segments and sections, and when the buyer requests the service also in smaller, so it is natural the distributor ensures this kind of distribution is happening. The higher prices they charge are more than justified in this case, because you don't require to hold higher inventory, because if you buy from the manufacturer directly, there is a minimum order quantity possible, there is their kind of volume which you have to buy in and keep in your stock, and against which you will be investing money and space and also the safety of the product. It is natural. So the distributor also playing a critical role on channel of distribution. Buying direct, when it happens and why? When a company uses a reasonably large quantities of production parts and materials, it almost pays to buy directly from the manufacturers. you can see, if an for an example, if there is a lubricant manufacturing where the products are manufactured at various sites and plants and getting distributed through various channels. But there are consumption points where the large volume of lubes are used is the service point of the dealers network. So preferably the dealers or the OEMs prefer to buy such kind of inputs directly from the manufacturer. So it is also called B2B, it is business to business, where the consumptions are large and it is natural, the price sensitiveness is higher, so the possibility of getting a best price by the buyer as well, and also the seller assurance of getting a volume continuously, and also the brand is getting more visible through this channel. Supplies of standard and semi-standard items like steel, chemicals, ball bearing, paper, this requires minimum factory order. As we said, it is economic order quantity is very critical at the time of buying as well as at the time of selling. If the product is small in volume and the cost of distribution will be much higher and logistic cost will be higher, handling will be much higher. So you need to minimum order quantity if you wanted to buy directly from the factory. All the large users, however, buy directly from the factory or the mill, which we spoke in detail why the large users prefer to buy directly from the manufacturing sites or the factory. Supplies of parts that are custom made to the buyer's blueprint and specification always sell direct. It means certain kind of products are produced specifically based on the design of the customer or the consumer. So naturally it is based on the engineering design and the specification and the blueprints which are shared and exchanged as part of purchase order process. So naturally these supplies are being procured directly from the companies. Direct buying. One of the important activity related to direct buying is appointing a representative from the company to liaise with the buyers. So in this process, what is important and critical is selling our products and asking the consumer to consume more of our product rather than of getting competing product. In this process, what very important activity is to ensure giving a best service to their customers, so as the representative lies between the company and the customer. Many small firms sell through manufacturing representative. They are agents, sub-agent. But they are being paid a commission based on the sales volume rather than of getting the orders coming through the customers. They don't liaise with the customer and the supplier, but only they are ensure that the service is happening between the supplier and the buyer. However, but one critical challenge on this kind of commission-based agents, what is the challenge is, if there is a representative or an agent, the challenge is when there is a problem arise, the buyer to know where to go and who will service them. Similarly, the seller should know how to interact with the buyer to avoid any kind of problems, to provide any kind of problems and solutions. Let us understand buying from a distributor. Who is the distributor? Normally, a distributor is appointed by the company to distribute their products through the channel to till the end consumer. It means if there is a company, in between there is a company's warehouse, from there a large volume of material being distributed through the distributor who buys, invests money in that product and keeps in his stock, and then subsequently resell the product to the market through retail channel or direct, like a B2B consumer or the end consumers. It's for an example, the fast moving consumer goods are following this methodology. Why it is so? Because the distributor also a franchisee for the company and exclusively distributing your product to the end consumers. The company's representative will largely spend time with the consumer and the demand generation process, whereas the distributor to only ensure the demand is fulfilled. About 23% of the typical typical distribution cases are drop shipments, in which material shipped directly from the factory to user. So say there are some possibility for a large volume consumers get the product through the distributor, though the supply directly comes from a company. Let us understand the role of a sales representative, what he does and how he manages the demand generation process so as to ensure the product moves through the channel and reaches the end consumer. A typical sales representative role is to visit various customers, those are in need of such product or services, to enable them to share these available products or services within his distributor or from the company so as it reaches the consumption point. His job is to find out the territory through which he should map the total number of outlets where the demand is there, to whom he will liaise with, and ensures the orders are flowing through to the distributor or directly to the company. Usually, they get business because customers enjoy doing business with them, because they go more often, find out what is the stock available, whether they need more stock to be procured, or any kind of schemes are running by the company. So as they share those elements, naturally the buyer prefer some service at his doorstep rather than now finding out where is the resource of those supplies. A good sales representative not only knows company's product, sometimes about his customer's problem also. So it's like if the customer is inadequately financed, so those kind of helps can be passed on through the channel, and so as he is getting the best service and also the best market demands are fulfilled through such a kind of sales representative. He is around when buyer needs him but does not make unnecessary calls that waste his time. It means that if a sales representative move around in the area and goes and meet the buyer or the customer time to time so as the necessary connect is happening and not avoiding any inputs to him time to time to share appropriately based on company's plans. So it is necessary that a sales representative to move around to meet the customer rather than of selling his product, and he is only to sense what is the demand and pass on those demand signals to the channel so the product flows through to really where the need is, rather than of pushing the stock into the market. Let us try to understand how to find a supplier. Commonly, from our past experience, from whom we are buying a product or comparable product, and get the quote from them and decide whether the supplier meets our requirements based on the inputs given. Or sometime we can locate new supplier through the same competitive market from where the current supplier also exists. Another important thing is, as a purchase manager, to simulate competition on items he regularly buys, and he must also buy a new item that present supplier are not equipped to handle. If he identify a current supplier cannot or not equipped to handle a new component or inputs, so natural the purchase manager to see who else can do this. How he normally does is go and find out or locate new vendors by checking purchase directories, or many catalogs are available, and also nowadays through the internet and medias there are ample options are available to contact a vendor or supplier who can meet your demand. Let us understand how to investigate about a supplier so as to go with him or not to go with him. There are many ways today in new ways of working. There are agencies who can do the job on behalf of us and enlist those vendors or supplier who is capable or fit to supply our requirements. There are other standard process which is followed by many companies. There is a vendor registration form which is floated through the newspaper or through the media, and again there is a personal visit based on the input which is received, and go and visit the units and see the capability and analyze their financial status as well. It naturally helps to identify who is our vendor, whether we follow a proper vendor selection process, so we give a fair possibility of getting a vendor into our system. Why a buyer should not place an order with a supplier without knowing his background, his financial capabilities, and his know-how and knowledge about the inputs which we are intent to buy from him. There is a danger of substandard performance of price, quality, delivery or service without investigating this kind of information about that supplier. Also, there is a danger of fraud. It means there is no existence of such vendor and we have placed an order and even given certain kind of down payment for effecting our supplies. This kind of things are dangerous to avoid certain kind of frauds happening within the industry. There are unscrupulous firms may bypass the purchasing department and try to obligate the company indirectly by dealing with them. Backdoor selling. It means a representative knows you or someone knows in that kind of supplier, try to get into the organization by back entry. A complete honorable supplier also can cause losses because of his incompetence. It means if a supplier is not competent enough to provide you these supplies and services and quality, natural, there is a possibility of losses. Many suppliers and vendors are always eager to get an order and they are not even equipped to handle. Why this kind of situation happens is always trying to expand their business without having their know-how. So the buyer almost always buys best when he deals with the supplier who already have the equipment, the skills needed to provide that components. Costs are usually lower and quantity is higher when the supplier performs almost every operations on the product or service himself. There are possibilities some of the supplier give their inputs to extended third party operation, from there again get it processed, reprocessed or assembled within their own site and then again supplied. This kind of situation also increases the cost and also not assuring any type of quality or services from the supplier. One important activity on investigation of supplier is he should carefully analyze his capability of his supplier and ensures he is adequately equipped with the know-how and knowledge. If the supplier is located closer by, it is always better to go and visit his facility and try to understand his machineries and manpower are sufficiently equipped to provide you the supply. Even if the supplier is far away or hundreds of kilometers away, it is important a buyer to visit supplier's plant in case of large contract volumes or quality equipped with those kind of supplies.